With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh my God, this must be a huge episode because there's not much of a recap. It's just the female Thal going, somewhere on this planet are 10,000 Daleks. And then that's it. They were right into it. The rest of the Thal survivors all turn up. And you know what's weird is that considering that the Daleks were kind of created as an analogy for the Nazis, it's weird that the Thals are all the Aryan ideal. It's just, I've never thought of this before. It's something that's just occurred to me. Anyway, next we see some purple faux fur pushing crates into the Dalek city. And Joe is talking to a stick about finding a way into the city. And old mate Whisper Stick explains that the furs are his people. They're my people. Yeah, we got that. Because like, she's like, why can I see them? It's like, yeah, because they're invisible people wearing their furs. Oh, God. There's so much explaining going on. John wants to know where the doctor would be, and the stick, who's obviously formerly the bowl, says deep, deep down in the lower levels. Meanwhile, down in the lower levels, the scientist Thal says, you know, why can't we use your thing, your rejigged tape, cassette tape slash log? Why can't we use that to destroy all the Daleks? And the doctor's like, oh no, it'll just do the closest one. And he goes, then it might not work. Meanwhile, the Thals have found some hole with weird goo coming out of it. And we get a huge info dump about the core of the planet is sloppy ice that never goes hard. And it's like lava, but ice. And there's an ice volcano. I don't know if the science works out, but apparently this is what's going on. So the Daleks use these shafts to dig their city. And they're like, they use them as cooling vents or something. Anyway, they reckon they can get down into the city using the ice volcano shafts. So Weber comes over with the bombs and Taran says, put on your heating units. It's going to be chilly in the ice volcano shafts. Oh my God. And he tells the other Thals that if they manage to cause a diversion, they should attack. Okay. Attack the 10th. You've just been told there's 10,000 Daleks and you're like, yeah, just attack them. This is a daft plan. Anyway, Weber tries to apologize for pulling a gun on Taran and goes, oh, forget it. Meanwhile, the doctor says he's finished. All we need is a Dalek. Joe hides in a box that one of the purple faux fur Spiritans is wheeling into the city because she's going to use it to sneak past the Dalek guards. And surely they have detectors of some kind. Anyway, she gets in. The Thals crawl down the ice tunnel. This all feels very familiar. Like, this feels like a whole bunch of other Dalek stories I've already seen. There's always tunnel crawling in Terry Nation's Dalek shows. It's very noisy in the tunnel, and they think there might be an eruption. So they start crawling more urgently. It's like, well, why weren't you urgent before? like they hadn't really thought. They're like, what if there's an eruption? They're like, no, we'll just have to chance it. Like before, Weber said that Tarrant is really cautious and didn't take any rash actions. And this seems very out of character for him to just go crawling down a tunnel where there might be an ice eruption at any point. Anyway, Joe pops her head up from the bin. She's somehow been placed in the Dalek control room. That's convenient. And they're all talking about prisoners being taken for interrogation. Oh, so that must be the doctor. Meanwhile, the prisoners in question, we see the scientist. He's, I can hear a lift. The Daleks are coming. The doctor says, don't forget to get in close so it can't use its blaster. So the Dalek comes in, tells them to stand, and the Thal gets to stand up, and the doctor shoves him back down. And the Dalek comes in a bit more. He's like, stand! And then they both attack him. And the Dalek puts the tape on its head. And like, as they're wrestling with it, I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly the same scene from... when the first Doctor is captured in the first Dalek story. Anyway, we see the point of view from the ice dog. It spins around and eventually just collapses in the corner. Joe pops out of the bin, completely in eyeline of a Dalek, but he seems to see nothing. I think because it's one of the spares that there is nobody inside. It's just a shell. Why doesn't it see her? Anyway... they've got tunnel vision, literally. Anyway, the Dalek sensors. Oh, they do have sensors, do they? The Dalek sensors have detected an ice eruption is imminent. And they're preparing to close the cooling duct so they can detect an ice eruption but not see a person climb out of a bin. Then we see Taran and his mates in the tunnel. They can see ice coming for them. Oh, it's gross. It's really gooey. they duck into a side tunnel. The doctor and the scientist are sneaking about, and there's a Dalek nearby. It sees them and starts shooting at them. In the control center, the Daleks have heard about the prisoners being escaped, so they've set up a maximum security alert. And one of them just starts screaming, locate and destroy, over and over again with increasing insanity. They are not okay, the Daleks. I think they're getting a little bit antsy in their tins there. The doctor and the scientist, they'll pop out of a lift and see a Dalek. The doctor's like, back of the lift! And the Dalek shoots at the door. Again, there was a lot of lift doors being shot in previous Terry Nation stories. The lift is being operated by remote control, the doctor says. It won't go up. So he sets it to go back down, which apparently it's fine to do. There's another Dalek on the floor that they get out on. That shoots at them. So they go further down. And then when they finally get to the bottom, the scientist pops out with his gun and says, I'll protect you, Doctor. By the way, his gun is attached to his belt. I'm guessing a power pack with an old school phone cable, one of the twisty ones. Oh, my God, it's heaven. Like it's kind of cream colored like phones used to be in the day. Meanwhile, in the shaft where the other Thals are crawling along, white frozen goo is pouring down towards them. And the last Thal, the one we only just met this episode, is up to his neck in it, poor thing. He's like covered in white, gooey, frozen stuff. They fortunately see the doctor and the scientist. I know, what a coincidence. It's a Terry Nation script. They're walking past, the doctor's like, how'd you get in there? So they... they start helping them out. Where would they be in old classic Doctor Who without ventilation shafts? So yeah, they're helping the Thals out of the shaft. Meanwhile, in the control center, a Dalek is screaming that the cooling ducts are being closed down. Joe walks past, hears all this. And then back where the Doctor and the scientist Thal are, the shutter starts closing. So they're like trying to hold it open so the Thals can get out. And we see the last Thal, he's almost buried in the gooey ice stuff. So he's like, oh, he's gonna die. Anyway, they finally manage to wrench open the door and they pull all of the Thals out, including the last one who's covered in freezing goo. And then they see a Dalek shadow and they run. It's really atmospheric, this film bit. Like, David Maloney is a really good director. The Daleks are about to shoot them and then they're buried in freezing white ice volcano goo that all pours out of the what was supposed to be a closed cooling duct. Meanwhile, Joe sneaks into the control area and just starts pressing buttons until she finds one that makes a noise, which has Dalek saying that the prisoners have been driven to level zero and they're confined there. Oh, that's why the lift wouldn't go up, but it would go down, because they were controlling it for that reason. So the Thals are struggling along, and they manage to sneak under a door that's closing, that's coming down, except the one Thal that was covered in the most goo, and he's really limping along. He turns around and shoots at some Daleks, and then he's exterminated. The Doctor blows up the control panel next to the door. The Daleks find a map on the dead Thal, and they hand it around, and it looks like they're mocking his draftsmanship. They decided to send out a patrol to find the explosives. I guess that's what's on the map. The Doctor says the Daleks won't be delayed for too long, and the female Thal says there's no other door, and the Doctor's like, oh, we might have locked ourselves in. And they find this massive refrigeration unit, which they say, that's weird, given there's an ice volcano here, and there's a heat vent shaft going to the surface. The Daleks are cutting through the door, and the Doctor's like, what do you think the tensile strength of this transparent tarp is? he doesn't say that, but, you know, he asks about the tensile strength of this material. Joe's still sneaking around Dalek headquarters. The Dalek with the map comes in to show all the other Daleks a terrible drawing. Joe hears them planning to destroy the explosives. Yeah, we've seen this already. Meanwhile, the Daleks are nearly cut through the polystyrene door, and the Thals say, what are we going to do with this? We're not going to float up out of here. And the Doctor's like, oh, we are. He goes, the hot air rises. We turn up the refrigeration to max, and the heat will push us to the surface. Then we see the Daleks leaving the city with the map. obviously, other Daleks haven't had a chance to laugh at it yet. We see Joe sneak out behind them. The Doctor and the Thals throw the plastic into the shaft. It's beginning to rise. They put all their feet through they've tied some ropes to it. The Daleks are nearly through. The Doctor finds a window into a room and sees hundreds of Daleks in a big cavern. There's apparently not enough lift to get them up the shaft, and the Daleks are at the door, and the Thal woman yells, it's not going to work! And then the episode ends. Oh, devastating. Alright, more in the next episode. Don't forget, you can jump on patreon.com/AdamRichard if you want to get a whole week's worth of episodes ad-free and early.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.